This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team was called out to the intersection of 14th and Del Norte Streets in Eureka last night. The response came after Eureka police located a suspicious device that was described as cylinder-like and capped on both ends. Explosive Ordnance members were able to render the device safe. The object was determined to be possibly an older-style kingpin. The College of the Redwoods will be teaming up with local auto body shops in order to offer the Auto Body Collision Repair course scheduled to begin in September. The course will train students in all aspects of the auto body repair industry, and College of the Redwoods will collaborate with five local auto shops, including Myrtletown Auto Body and Quality Body Works. Classes will run from September 12th through December 19th, and for more information, you can contact officials at College of the Redwoods. The Humboldt State University Police Department has been awarded a little over $20,000, which will be used to battle alcohol-related crimes. The grant funding comes from the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, and it will be used for efforts such as reducing the number of alcoholic beverage sales to minors and other crimes such as the sale and possession of illegal drugs. The money will fund operations such as shoulder tap and minor decoy operations. The University Police Department was one of over 50 agencies in the state to be awarded grant funding from the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. Officials at Providence St. Joseph's Health announced the first round of $10 million in grants and contracts across California to help mental health and wellness initiatives. In Northern California, four initiatives will receive some funding, including the Humboldt County Mental Health and Wellness Initiative, which will address the issue of co-occurring mental health and substance abuse. The remaining three initiatives are in Sonoma and Napa counties. Providence St. Joseph's Health came together last year and has committed $30 million in total for mental health and wellness. Dan Squire has news from the City of Eureka.
Local artists can take an opportunity offered by the City of Eureka to install murals on city-owned utility boxes with the goal to use the utility boxes as a canvas for original pieces of art, as well as contribute to the beauty and vitality of the city. Interested artists and artist groups can get more information by contacting the city, and the artists will be compensated for the application of their artwork or design.
Thank you, Dan. State Route 36, just east of Carlotta, was closed down following a fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a Mad River resident and caused a logging truck to lose its load all over the roadway. The driver, later identified as 43-year-old Mad River resident Joseph Westcott, was headed west on State Route 36 when he allowed his vehicle to cross over into the westbound lane. He collided with a fully loaded logging truck, and the truck rolled on its side, spilling its contents onto the roadway, blocking both directions. Westcott was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation into the collision is ongoing. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office provided additional details regarding a reported carjacking incident on the Avenue of Giants Monday morning. The victim reported to the Sheriff's Office that she was sleeping in her vehicle when she was awakened by a white male adult who asked if she was okay and then asked for gas money. The woman opened the window and provided the man with money and he walked away. The man then returned to the car and asked if she wanted to buy marijuana, and when she unlocked her car doors, a second man appeared, armed with a handgun. He ordered the victim out of the vehicle at gunpoint, and both men fled in a stolen vehicle followed by a second car, possibly a Toyota Camry. The suspects remain at large, and the stolen vehicle was later recovered abandoned in a driveway in the Dyerville Loop Road area near the dump. Agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at an apartment on Newburgh Road in Fortuna yesterday morning. Agents contacted 24-year-old Joaquin Verdugo Martinez along with his mother, girlfriend, and her 3-year-old son, and a search of the apartment turned up 1 pound of concentrated cannabis, 2 loaded firearms, digital scales, as well as packaging material. Verdugo Martinez was booked into county jail for possession of a controlled substance and narcotics for sale, as well as child endangerment. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.